Welcome to Quality Cast, dollars and cents from the brand that pays. And now your host, Laura Nelson.
Today we're here in Millbrook, New York, visiting with Jesse and Gail Bontecue, the owners of Raleigh Farms. Millbrook is about 100 miles north of New York City and the home of Jesse and Gail's registered Angus farm. Jesse and Gail have been gracious hosts this week to a series of tours put on by Certified Angus Beef. Let's start out by talking a little bit about your experience as a host and your first impressions of hosting an event like you did this week.
Hosting an event because of your organization was very simple. I was amazed at how well everything went, and I think I was also amazed at the enthusiasm, I think, of the folks that came. Mm-hmm. I think they really appreciated it. I don't know how many of these training sessions they go to, but the location and all, I think, kind of excited them, which was good.
What do you hope that these guys got out of visiting Raleigh Farms?
Well, I hope that they would
Eat more beef.
Eat more certified beef.
Certified beef.
Yeah, I mean, the American public has zero idea where their food comes from. And it's a tough, tough job of education, which a lot of people are trying to do. I mean, and to identify a particular phase of it is really tough. So that's a tough road to hoe and to get, understand. But you got to start somewhere. And if these folks are that enthusiastic and they really start pushing it, it's a real start. Mm-hmm.
These are the people that were out here on the farm. These are the people that are working with consumers on a regular basis. You know, these are consumers as well, but these are kind of the middlemen, you might say, between a farmer, a direct consumer.
The ultimate consumer.
Right. Yeah. What kind of messages do you hope that these people are going to relay to those consumers from their experience here?
Well, you kind of hope that they realize that it's not just an accident. You don't just breed a cow to a cow and come up with a hamburger. That it indeed is a science and a very, very long drawn out specific, it's an artful science that produces the best quality. And if they can relate that to ShopRite or AMP or whatever, that they're going to have a consistent quality piece of meat, that's obviously going to help us sell the bowl to the guy that's going to produce the meat.
What I would like these guys to say to the chefs and to these people they're selling to is how great this system is and how it all works a little bit. And gee, we went to a farm and we saw how wonderful these cattle are produced and et cetera and so on. That might encourage the chefs to again spread that word amongst their guys. Mm-hmm. But as I said earlier, it's a very, very tough sell because Mrs. America and those who buy stuff I have no idea where the food comes from, be it beef, eggs. That's the thing. It isn't just us. It isn't just beef. It's straight across the whole deal.
Right.
And we eat better for less money than any nation in the world. And I think the people have no understanding at all where anything comes from.
Right.
Right. Well, I think all these kind of things they've been doing. I've never obviously seen one of these major deals, but I thought they did it was worth it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's the hope, is that the more you educate a consumer audience like you guys did today and you guys sharing your story today, and that creates more demand pulls through, and eventually you get more money back.
We hope. And if the price of meat goes up, the price of the purebred cattle goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's where we come in.
Of course. Well, again, Jesse and Gail, thanks so much for being such wonderful hosts this week and for giving this educational opportunity to so many of these folks, and also for sharing that experience with your fellow cattlemen. Until next time, folks.
Thanks for joining us on QualityCast, dollars and cents from the brand that pays.